Okay, so today's daf Kuf Chaf Beis. We're dropped behind on Kuf Chaf Aleph. We're on Kuf Chaf Aleph and Beis. We just said that there were seven people that spanned the course of history. Starting from Adam Arishon, going to Eliyahu HaNavi, who's still alive. Right, we said the Ramban said that that if you zocha, you'll see him, he's still alive, if you zocha. And sometimes he's there, we say he's there at Pesach night, and at a bris, but you don't see him. You're not zocha. You zocha, you'll see him. Okay. So that the Gemara says, V'achia HaShiloni ro'es Amram? Achia HaShiloni saw Amram? Who's Achia HaShiloni? It's interesting. If Achia HaShiloni saw Amram, the Radak says, you know why he's called Achia HaShiloni? Because he came from the town of Shiloh. Achia the Shilohite. Right? Achia the guy from Shiloh. So he was called Achia HaShiloni in the Midbar.
Exactly.
Right? That's a little funny. Right? So anyway, Achia HaShiloni ro'es Amram? Achia HaShiloni saw Amram? But Ksiv it says, V'lonotza mehem ish kiim kolav v'yifuna v'yishua b'nun. But wait a minute. Nobody survived except for Kolav ben Yifuna and Yeshua ben Nun. So it's Achia HaShiloni, how come Achia, it should have said, Kolav ben Yifuna, Yeshua ben Nun, and Achia HaShiloni. So the Gemara says, Amar v'amnuna, no. L'nizu g'zeir al shifto shal Levi. The g'zeir was never put on Levi. Okay? The g'zeir was never put on Levi. On Shevet Levi. Why not? The g'zeir, because it says, B'midbar hazeh yiplu pligrechem, in this midbar, all the carcasses, all the people will die, right? V'chol pekudechem, and all the ones who are counted, l'chol mitzbarchem, for every number, v'b'neshem shana v'mayla, for the age of 20 and up. Mi shepekudah v'b'neshem, those who are counted from the age of 20. Yatza shifto shalevi, excluded here is Shevet Levi, shepekudah v'b'neshloshim, that are picked from 30 years, the Rashbam says maybe 30 days, right? The Rashbam says that some said it's 30 days, they didn't like it, could be 30 years. They started from 30 years, right? That's what the pasuk. Right, so what does the 30 here mean? Either one. It's not 20 years. Either way, it's not 20 years. So therefore, they're not included. So they were never included in the Gzeira. So there could have been a lot of Levium that got in. Could have been. There's no issue because they don't get a chilek anyway. So it's not an issue. Right? So that's the answer. So Achia was a Levi, and the fact that he went in was not a kasha. I only said Yeshua and Kalev. First of all, we said it already yesterday. It meant, we said on Sunday, yesterday, we said, it only meant people that are Roy. We're going to say it again now. It doesn't mean, there could have been people that were alive. But we're going to say now, people that were over 60. There could have been 100 now. They're going in. They're not from Shevet Levi. The answer is, whoever was Roy not to go in, nobody went in. In other words, whoever was right to go in, none of them went in except for Yeshua and Kalev. Mishar Shvatim Lo Oil. No one else went in. Botanya, Yor Ben Menashe, Umacher Ben Menashe, Nozuvi Yaakov. They were alive already by Yaakov Avinu, which means they were way over 60. They were very old. V'lo Meitu. They didn't die. Ad Shnichtetu Yisrael La'aretz. Until they got in. They were very old. Some, like I said yesterday, some people wanted to use these people as the continuation of the, and then you don't need seven, you can have six. So we said that we don't want to include them. They didn't do anything for us. What's the mesora we have from them? Right? Shenemar v'yaku mehem anche ha'ai kishloshim v'shisha ish. Right? Like 36 people. Right? It says over there, shloshim v'tanya shloshim v'shisha mamish. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it was 36 people. Right? Amar lo Rav Nechemya, v'chinemar shloshim v'shisha. It says 36. Then what happened? 36 people, what did these 36 people do? They're the ones who fought the battle?
No, they
36 died. 36 died. So, it doesn't say 36. It says about 36. About 36. Ella zeh Yor ben Menashe. This is Yor ben Menashe who died. Sheshakol kiruba shal Sanhedrin. He, like, was at 70. Right, so 36 is Rov of the Sanhedrin. He was the one. Therefore, what do you see? He went in. Right? He was.
Why did he have to die during?
I don't know. Anyway, but what? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know that story so well. But the point is, he was over. He left Mitzrayim and he went in. So how could he go in? He's from Menashe. He's not a Levi. He went in. How did he go in? Ella, Amar Racha Bayakov, Lo Nidzu Gzeira, Lo Pachos Biben Esim, Lo Yeser Al Ben Shisha. No, if you're less than 20 or over 60, the Gzeira didn't apply to you. Why? These people didn't sin. They didn't complain about it. They're only 20 to 60. And he was over 60. The Gziv, That says black and white. How do you know over 60 didn't sin? How do you know that if they're over 60 they didn't sin? Gomar, Maila, Maila, Me'erichim. It's a Gzeir Shava from Erichim. Ma'erichim, Ma'lahalon, Yeser mi ben Shishim, Kipachos mi ben Chaf. Greater than 60 is like less than 20. When you want to give someone's value, you promise to donate to the Beis HaMikdash someone's Erich value. Greater than 60 is the same price as less than 20. So you see there's a link between greater than 60 and less than 20. Afkan here too. Yeser mi ben Shishim, Pachos mi ben Esrim. Anyone greater than 60, anyone less than 20, did not go in. Okay? Just one question that I leave. I always had this question, and no one ever gave me an answer for it. So we say in Parshas Kisisa, when the Egel happened, it says over there in the Pasuk that how many people died? Kishlosh has about 3,000. I never saw anyone. Why didn't say how many people died? About 3,000. So over here, when it says about 36, you know, it's really alluding to one person. Right? It's really alluding to what about over there? No one says, I never.
Every single time the Torah does it, there's a reason for it.
I know. But over there, I didn't find
about
the reason.
About midnight.
I know. Right. Torah is very precise.
There's a reason for it.
There is a reason for it, right. Okay, the Goddess is a little over now. We'll come back to it. But, Ibar Lahu. Eretz Yisrael, the truth is, we really resolved this question already, but we resolved it like in the Rishona. The Goddess never really asked it. The Gemara is asking it now. And the Rashbam says, we had a kasha, we had a machlokes. Was Eretz Yisrael given to the ones who left or to the ones who entered? Right? So the Rashbam says, the Gemara's following question now goes according to either one. Either one you could have the kasha. The kasha is, Ibailahu, Eretz Yisrael, was Shvatim Iflug, was it given to Shvatim? Or Dilma Lakarfif Gavri Iflug? Or was it given to each individual? In other words, was it given to 12 Shvatim and then they divide however they want? Or was it given to each person? We're going to answer, it was given to the Shvatim. Which is what we've already said that already. And the Rashbam says, this question is going to both of them. Whether you hold it's Yotzei Mitzrayim, or you hold it's going in. So how was it done? What? Either the question is going to either of them. So the Gemara says, Toshma. It says in the Pasuk, Bein Rav Lima'at. Right? It says in the Pasuk that, Al Pi Hagoral Techolot Nachaloso, Bein Rav Lima'at. What does that mean, Bein Rav Lima'at? Whether a lot or a little. So what does that mean? That only makes sense if it's Shvatim. Right?
Yeah,
what does that mean, Rav Lamat? Right? The Ode, also, Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Asida Eretz Yisrael, listen to this, in the future, Eretz Yisrael is going to be given, Shetizchalek L'Shlosha Asar Shvatim. It's going to be given to 13 Shvatim. The Gemara will ask, who's the 13th Shevet? Hold on. Shebetchila lo nizchalka el l'shnei masar shvatim. Originally, it was only given to 12. V'lo nizchalka el b'kesef. Also, it was only given with money. You hear this? People had to pay for their report. The Gemara, what does that mean? We'll get to the answer. But we just saw the answer to the question. The answer is, it was given to the shvatim. We just answered it. It was given to the shvatim. Now we're going to go on a whole tangent. What does this mean, 13 and 12? And what does this mean with the goril? Shenemar, it says, bin rav l'mat. A little or a lot, meaning cough up some geld. Amar Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Sabi Yehuda, a sa' in Yehuda is shava chamesh se'in begalil. It's worth what one sa' in Eretz in Yerushalayim is worth five up north. Why? It's so much better land than in Yehuda. What? So is that the pshat? But it's grown. So some say, yeah." It's worth more. Some say, nah, because what it means is Yerushalayim was the center of the sort of schlepping factor. That's what it is. But not necessarily
it's worth more because of that.
Exactly. Not necessarily, the produce might not be better. That might not be pshat. But it's a schlepping. I don't have to schlep from up north to Bikurim or Truma, my Sasheni. I don't have to schlep. I'm here already. So that's why it's cheap. It's more expensive. More chashav. V'lon etzchalk. What? Yeah, exactly. We're going to get to that. That's going to be the answer of the money.
Exactly.
The closer you were to Yerushalayim, the more expensive it was. Why? You lost a schlep. V'lon etzchalka el begorel. And the whole thing was given out by a goril. Shenemar ach begorel. It was a goril. V'lon etzchalka el... Like all gorils in the Torah, there's not a goril. Right? There's no such thing as a... Right? Like all gorils, it's not a goril. Or Yom Kippur, which there was a goril. Not goril. Right? We think it's a goral. It's not a goral. Right? We think it was random. Where Naphtali and Zebulun got their shoulders. It's not random. It looks like it's random. Right? It's not a goral. We call it a goral. The Torah calls it a goral. As a whole, we'll do a lottery. We'll see how this all plays out. It was all played out already in advance. Also, the Urim V'Tumim was involved. Shenamar, like it says, Hapiya Goral. Hoketad. How could this be? Well, like, what's going on over here? So the Gemara says very simple. Eliezer Malbosh Urim V'Tumim. Eliezer was wearing the Urim V'Tumim, right? He was the Kohen Gadol now. He was wearing the Urim V'Tumim. The Yoshua and Yoshua, the Chol Yisrael, Omdim Lefanav. They were all there. The Kalfei Shal Shvatim, and there were pieces of paper that were written the names of the Shvatim. The Kalfei Shal Tchumin, and there were another piece of paper written where the boundaries are. Right, so who made up those boundaries? Who made up where the Shevet's ending? Who made that up? It's already written on a piece of paper. So who made that up? Must be Hashem, right? Well, Yeshua by himself sat down, okay, here's we're going to have divvy up the land. Hard to say. Munachin Lefanov, they were put over there in front of him. V'yemachavim b'ruach HaKodesh. And the whole thing was done with Ruach HaKodesh. By the way, look at the top, the Rashbam, on the first wide line, all the way at the end. The Kalfi Shal Shvatim. See what the Rashbam says? Arges, there was a box. You see it? The first wide line. Arges, there was a box. Shemunachin by Yudbeis Piskin. They were written 12 pieces of paper. Shekasav ben Yudbeis Shvatim. Right? The Kalfi Shal Tchumin, Arges, Shemunachin by Yudbeis Piskin. There was another box with the 12 boundaries. Shall Yudbeis Chalakim Shal Eretz Yisrael. Now, Eretz Yisrael divided into 12 parts. What's the kasha there? What's the kasha on this? Do you really need 12?
It's less than that.
Why is it less than that? Because Reuven and God and Chatzei Shevet Menashe were not in Eretz Yisrael. So the whole discussion, was the Rashbam held, there were 12 anyway? Could be, yes. 12, what do you need 12 for? Right? Or is it just, or it just means to say, no, it's not. If there would be 12 shots, then there'd be 12. But since there were less, there were less. That's what he means to say.
So, back to our question we had a couple of months ago. Yes. 7 years.
What?
What took 7 years?
Yeah, so what took 7 years already? What should have taken 25 minutes?
Well, the answer
is to line up. Yeah. So, we already know now where each shavit's going. Right? We already know. This took 15 minutes.
And Pasha says they have to find it out to figure out where each person gets their shavit.
Right, so how... Right, so now everyone from the shavit of Naphtali... Or Zevulun, or Dun, a lot of people, go to the Nasi of the Shevet, maybe Yoshua was there also supervising. Alright, so let's divvy it out.
Now we gotta divvy that up.
Right, that took 7 years.
Well, we had no fighting.
They're fighting?
Arguing.
Arguing. Each one had to put their own little piece aside. Right. So, V'Omer, Zevulun, Ole, Tchum, Akko. Zevulun gets the Tchum, Akko. Right, Tulsa says some changes to Usher because Akko was not in Zvulun's, so or means that it was until Akko, so it was Zvulun, like Ad Velod Vechlal, right? Zvulun Ole Tchum Akko. Ole Imo, I'm sorry, Zvulun Ole. Zvulun, we're going to pick Zvulun now. Tchum Akko Ole Imo. So Tarif Akafi Shal Shvatim, they pulled out a piece of paper from the Shevet, from the box of the Shvatim, and lo and behold, the Ole Behold of Zvulun. And Zvulun came up. Right after the Urim V'Tumim announced what's going to be, exactly happened. And Tarif Pakalpi Shal Tchumin, they stuck their hand into the box of the Tchums, V'Ole Behold of Tchum Akko. And look at that. That Tchum came up. Now look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, why of all Shvatim did we start with Zvulun? Why on earth are we starting with Zvulun, of all people? He's a lovely shaver, though. Why him? He's not the first. He's not the best. Like, what? Why him? So the Rashbam says, oh, it's the Rashbam where it's in the middle of the line where it says, V'Omer.
He says that the example given by the Gemara was the first one that was actually chosen.
We don't know. So why him? The Gemara picked Zvulun to start off with. So the Gemara, so the Rashbam says, V'Omer Zvulun Ola, Achshav Yavo Lidei HaTorif Bekalpe Ksav Shel Zvulun. Right? Zvulun. V'Hai Dinatinhu Shloki Seder. Why did we go out of order? He assumes that Zvulun wasn't first. Why are we going out of order? Lefisha ain ole. Listen to this. Lefisha ain ole shum goral ala seder. Because a lottery never goes in order. Ella ayade mikre. The whole thing is mikre. Look! Oh, look at this! Look what I pulled out of the hat. Right? Look at this. Zevulun came up first, even though the Urim V'Thummim announced. Right? So, like I said, the whole thing is not a goral. That's Rashbam. The Tosfos Rid says that the reason why Zevulun is first and the reason why Naphtali second is because they were the two ends of Eretz Yisrael. What? That's what you said? They're the two ends of Eretz Yisrael. They don't have boundary markers.
Certain ones have by mountains.
Right. So that's why Zebulun mentioned, because they're the two ends. He says that Zebulun's on the west, next to Akko, and Naphtali's on the east. That's where those two are mentioned. I saw over here. What? No, no one says that. I didn't see anyone who said that. Therefore, they're first supporters of Torah. No, but the Avnei Shoham, I don't know who that is, the Avnei Shoham says, everybody remember this, we have a Gemara in Megillah that says that Zevulun complained. Right? Zevulun complained about the Nachla. They weren't happy with it. They said, Zevulun Misraim al Midosav. They complained about their boundaries. Shinamar, it says, it says Zevulun Am Choref Nafsho Lamus. Ma Tam Mishom de Naphtali al Merome Sadeh. Naphtali gets all these heights and fields. Amar Zevulun with the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Moshalom. Lachoi nasati lehem sados v'kramim. To everybody else, he gave fields and vineyards. V'li nasata harm v'gvos. Me gave the mountains. It's not fair. So, what? So, lachoi nasati lehem artos v'li nasati yom and the haros. Everybody else, he gave land. He gave me all the rivers. So, amalo, kulim tzrichon lecha adi chilazon. Yeah, but you have the chilazon. You have the chilazon. Which is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. It's only in Shevet Zevulun, right? So Zevulun was happy. That's Zevulun's first, right? Zevulun's first. Okay. What? Yeah. So they got upset. After 7 years, they still were upset. But the point is, it's amazing how the Rashbam could say that. The whole thing was a happenstance. That's Zevulun went first. So not true. Like I said, who decided, since there's a box with 12 boundaries, who made up those boundaries? Who made that up? Doesn't say. Right? Who decided this is going to carve out, who did that? Right? They come to the table, it's already been done. Right? Who did that? I don't know. I don't know. I agree.
I think that's what took 7 years.
It took 7 years.
If it wasn't done through the Urim V'Thummim,
I don't know. Maybe it was. If it was done through the Urim V'Thummim, why would it take 7 years? This took, like I said, this took 15 minutes. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So it took 7 years. So I don't know. It could be, like I said, it could be Yoshua was there supervising, the Urim V'Thummim was there, if there was a machlokas. I don't know. Okay, next. The Chozer, Umechav and Baruch HaKodesh, Omer. Naphtali Ole, V'Thum Gneser Ole Imo. Naphtali's next. And the tchum of Gneisar is going to be next. Tarf Bekalfish al Shvatim. He took his hand into the back of the Shvatim, but all about Naphtali. Naphtali came up. Tarf Bekalfish al Tchumin, followed by the tchum Gneisar. Look at that. The tchum of Gneisar came up in the other hand. V'chein, kol shevet v'shevet. So to each and every shevet. V'lo kechalukah sh'olam hazeh, kechalukah sh'olam haba. And Olam Hazeh, not going to be like it's going to be. Olam Hazeh, the way this happened, it's not going to be an Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, Adam Yesh lo Sada Lavan, Ein lo Sada Pardes. Someone has a Lavan, a field of Lavan, a white, good field, he doesn't have an orchard. Sada Pardes, Ein lo Sada Lavan. Olam Haba, but in the future, Ein lecha kol echad ve'echad, she'ein lo Bahar, Bashvela, Uba Emek. There won't be anybody that doesn't have from the Har, the Shvela, and the Emek. What's the kasha on that? The kasha is, as Tosfos asked in the second Tosfos, wait a minute, Tema, the Bishili Meruba, in Perek Meruba we said, Machlok is Eretz Yisrael, when they divided up Eretz Yisrael, Ein Lecha Mi Yisrael, She Ein Lo Bahar Shvei Lo Benegev. Everyone got all three. So what do you mean, only Lo Asid Lova you're going to get it?
You said just before that they argued and they said, you're giving me all the balance.
I know, I have to figure that out. So Tosfos answered, right, so Tosfos answers that was talking about every shevet. Within every shevet, there was everything. This is talking to every person. Okay? That's not totally answered the question. Yeah, but in every shave it got har and jitz and all different types of land every shave it got. What does the Gemara say over here? Every person, kol ishis royal. Not kol shave of a shave. Kol shave of a shave, that's already old news. Here, every person's going to get a lesser level. Or toss us another pshat. It could be even every person got, but it was disproportionate. If you got a lot of this, a little of that, lesser level, it's all going to be equal. Get an equal amount of har, equal amount, equal amounts. Could be that, that even if everyone did get it, it wasn't equal. Okay. Shenemar, like it says, Shar Ruven Echad, Shar Yehuda Echad, Shar Levi Echad. That's a pasuk in Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechalek Lehen Ba'atzman. Everyone got their own portion. Shenemar, Deila Machlakosam Le'um Hashem. Okay? Kitani Mias, anyway, bottom line is, go back to the second line of the daf, B'tchila, Lo Nitzchalka El L'Shneimar Shvatim. Originally it was only given to 12 tribes. Right? That's what we said. Shma mina, l'shvatim yifluk shma mina. What do you see? It was given to the tribes. We thought, we had a kasha. Was it given to the 12 tribes? Was it given to each individual person? How was it divided up? So what do you see from this? It was given to each tribe. Then they had to subdivide it among each shevet. Very good. So they went to work. But originally it was given to the shvatim. Now, Amar Mar, I have to go back and explain everything we just said. Asida Eretz Yisrael shenitzchalak l'shalosh asa shvatim. Later in the future, Israel will be divided among 13 Shvatim. Idach Kemat Laman. Who's the 13th one? Who's the 13th one? So, the Rashbam says that, the Rashbam says, well, in the future, if Yosef gets Chelek Echad, so the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, Yosef gets Chelek Echad, Levi gets Chelek Echad, which they didn't get in this world. The first time around they didn't get it. Levi didn't get a Chelek. And Ephraim and Manasseh got two. So if in the future Yecheskel says that Levi's getting one and Yosef's getting one, then who's the 13th? Right? Who's the 13th? That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Ran says, it's impossible. Yosef's not getting one. It's still going to be Ephraim and Manasseh. And Levi's not getting one either. Because he doesn't get a chelek. Aye, Yecheskel said, Levi's getting one, Yosef's getting... Right? What does that mean? So the Ran says, you know what that means? That means the city of Yerushalayim had 12 gates, and each gate represented one shevet. And in that sense, Yosef is one, Levi's one. That's all it meant. He proved it can't be. It can't be Levi's getting a chelek. It can't be. And it can't be that Yosef's getting a chelek, and not a five of Manasseh. That can't be pshat. Aye, it says, they're getting the representative gate going into the city. That's very lovely. Nothing to do with Chalakim. So the Gemara wanted to know, if Levi's off the list, and Ephraim and Manasseh are on the list, so who's the 13th? Who's the 13th? So Amar Rav Yechizta, Lenasi, Mashiach. It's for Mashiach. Dichsiv, like it says, the Oved Ha'ir, Yavduhu, Mikal, Shifta Yisrael. Okay? So Amalei Papa Abaya, Ema Rungar Baalma. Maybe it means slave, servant. It says Oved, it means servants. So Los Lakadaitach, don't think that Tekziv Anosel Lanasi Maz Mizeh Umizeh Lechumas Hakodesh Alchuzas Eir. No, it means Mashiach. That Mashiach is going to have his own chelak. Interesting. What does that mean? That is spiritual. I don't know what that means. He's going to have his own chelak. With 13 chalakim, 12 for the Shvatim, and one for Mashiach himself. Right. So Rashbam said that question goes according to both of them. Either with Yotzei Mitzrayim, each individual person, or no, goes by Shevet.
Right, by Shevet.
Right.
Right. How
so based on the ones who left, even though they're all dead. We said that. We had that the whole week.
That was the main question.
Right.
If you're dividing out from the Shvatim,
right.
So who cares if it's Yotzei Mitzrayim or Yotzei Mitzrayim? You're dividing by Reuven.
Right, so right now, standing in Arbus Mov in the year 40, it's a whole different generation.
Right.
So, a guy who left, we had this question.
Right,
a guy who.
Divided by Shvatim, not by individuals
now. Right, but then we're subdividing it, no? Right? So, Reuven's getting it, no. Now, what about, how many, who in Reuven's getting it?
Right.
Where are we up to? Now, Vlodesh Chalka El Luxafim. We said a statement, it was only given out with money. Only given out with money? Shinemar, Ben Rav Lama'at. Lamai, what does that mean? It was given out with money. Ilema Lashufa Visanya. If it means that people were trading. Alright, you want more land? You pay me off. Right? You want a bigger land? You give me money for that. So the Gemara says, Atu b'shuftani yuskinan. We're dealing with fools. Nobody would ever trade land for cash Why? Because land lasts forever, and cash you go spend. So nobody would ever do that. Only a fool would do that. Right? To give up acres and acres of Eretz Yisrael for some cash, nobody would do that. Ella lekrova ruchoka. You know what it means? It means far away and close. How close were you to Yerushalayim? So the closer you were, you have to pay for that. Why? Because it's supposed to be closer. Tiketanai, like Rabbi Leza Omer, b'ksafim ha'ola. They used to pay cash. Rabbi Shu Omer, no, b'karka ola. They have to give karka for that. The fact that you're closer, that cost you. Cost you for that. Why? Less tircha, less schlepping. You're far away from Eretz. You're much closer to Yerushalayim. Right? Ola regal is not such a tircha. You're very far away. It's a big tircha. You got compensated for that. Either you got compensated in land or you got compensated in cash. What? Went to the people. I'm stuck up way, 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 way in the north. I got paid for that. By who? By the people that live much closer. There was a trade-off. Right, it was a trade. Exactly. And it was only given out. It was given out with a goril. What does that mean? Shinemar ach begoril. Tana, it says ach begoril. What? Because you're right. It wasn't with the people, but there's some idea here that Hashem wanted Yehuda to be the closest, and Don's the furthest away. Why did Hashem want that? I don't know. But the fact that Don was the furthest away, Yehuda had to pay for that. Yehuda had a zechus. They're right there in Yerushalayim. They had to pay. The furthest shot them away. Either they paid in land. It had a smaller shevet. Don had a lot bigger, but it had to be cheshbon out. Why? I don't know why. So ach begoral, yotzei Yeshua v'kolev, not Yeshua v'kolev. Lamai, what does that mean? Ilay v'delo shakel klal. What, Yeshua v'kolev didn't have a Yerusha? What are you talking about? Hash delav didu shakel didu mibaya. Not only did they get their own, they got other people's also. Ella shalonot l begoral. They didn't take with a goral. Ella al pi Hashem. They took from Hashem himself. Hashem himself said what Yeshua is getting and what kol is getting. The tziv, like it says. Al pi Hashem, nasnu lo is the ear, shall show us Timnas Serach Bahar Ephraim. Timnas Serach. Ksiv, it says, Ksiv Serach, and in another place it says Cheres. It's called Cheres. The letters are switched around. So Amar Belazar, Betchila Perotek Cheres. Right, first the fruits were like pottery, it didn't yield. But Lubasov, in the end, Perotek Masrichin, they were so plentiful that they spoiled because they didn't have anything to do with it, so much of it. Opposite. First, it wasn't good. Spoiled. And then after that, it got... good shelf life. Right. Okay? The Rashi there says, why Rashi in Yeshua says that in one place it's called Timnas Serach, and in another place it's called Timnas Cheres, because he says that in Eov, there's a pasuk in Eov, where the sun is called Cheres. And this is a fascinating thing. And that on Yoshua's tombstone was a picture of the sun to remind everybody that the sun stood still for him. And that's why they changed the name. Really, it was called Serach. I was Cheres. Cheres is an allusion to the sun. He says that Chol over al Kivro, anybody passed by his kaver to go daven by Tadik, Omer they would say, oh, look at this unbelievable person. Look what he has on his tombstone. He has a picture of the sun. The sun stood still for him. The Radak says, no, it's not such a kasha. Cheres, Serach, we have Keves, Kesev, many words like that. The exact same word, you just switch around the letters. What's the purpose of that? I don't know. You have to go to a grammarian. Such a concept like that, right? So same thing over here. So I thought those were very interesting points. Okay. Kalev, what about Kalev? Diksiv, it says, Vitnu the Kalev is Chevron. Kalev got Chevron. Kasha Diber Moshe. Viarash Misham Eshlosh Bede Anak. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Chevron Ir Miklot Havi. Chevron was an Ir Miklot. How can it go to Kalev? So the Gemara says, Amar Baya, Parva Raha. No, it meant the surrounding areas. Diksiv, it's Asad, it's Ir, it's Chatzra, Ehor, Nasnul Kalev Ben Yifuna, Achuz Asa. Okay? That's the end of that discussion. It was probably within his Shevet. Chevron within Yehuda, but to get the actual city? No, the actual city is an Ari Mikra. That belongs to the Levium.
Well, that's a good thing. And Shechem is within Ephraim.
Oh, yeah?
So they should have known where their Shevet were going to be already.
Interesting. Okay, next Mishnah. Echra ben v'echra bas, whether you're a son or a daughter, benachla. You got a nachla. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the chiddush in that? What does the Gemara mean? What does the Mishnah mean by that?
The
So we know that already, right? So what does it mean? Echad ben ve'echad bas b'nachla. Yeah, you have a son, don't worry. You have a daughter, don't worry, you're getting a nachla. What does that mean? Ella, but shaben not al pishnayim b'nichsei av. A son gets, the bechor gets double. The ein not al pishnayim b'nichsei aim. Doesn't get double in the mother. Also, v'abanos mizonos b'nichsei av. A daughter doesn't get a Yerusha, but she has to be supported. The son can't say, I'm taking everything, you go in and begging for food. No. The ein and idonos b'nichsei aim. But if there's only a mother Yerusha, there's no such din like that. Exactly. So, exactly. So, my achar ben v'achar abas l'nachla. What does the first line mean? Ilema doesn't mean the yarsi ki hadadi, that they yarshin together. We know that that's not true. Ha ben kodem labas. Son always comes before a daughter, and kol yotzi yirechosh ben kodem labas. Not only that, all his descendants come before the daughter. Now, sima nafsham. Nafsham is an abbreviation of the four people we're going to quote now. Omer of nacham be'itzchak, hachi kamer. Here's what it means. Echad aben v'echad abas, notlin b'roi, kibim muchzak. That whether you're a son or a daughter, you get what's coming, just like it's already there. We said only a bechor doesn't do that. Right? Let's say the father dies, and there's a lottery ticket. And the lottery is the next day. And he wins the next day. Who gets all that money? They divide it up. Why? The bechor doesn't get that lottery ticket. Why? Because the day the father died, it was only potential. But the rest of them, they divide it up. Oh, girl's the same way. She also gets roi, what's coming, as if... Only the bechor doesn't get roi. Only the bechor has to give what's there. Kibbutz muchzak. It's based on a pasuk. But everybody else, so the bechor would share the lottery winnings as a regular son. Not as a bechor, not pishtayim. He still gets regular. Right? Oh, girl's the same way. So the Gemara says, Hanamitin, that's old news. Benos lovcha, not lushlosh chalakim and achla. Benos lovcha got three chalakim. What three chalakim? Chelak avihen, shayatze mitzrayim, the chelak imacha of benichse chefer. Right? All that was potential. But we said already that Eretz Yisrael is considered mochzak. Right? The Gemara says, it's already all potential. It's all old news already. Also, oh, my Ella. What does Ella mean? That's David's question. What does Ella mean? It has nothing to do with each other. Right? The word Ella. That Ella, but, that has nothing to do with it. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Omer of Papa, Hachikam. Here's what it means. Echad aben v'echad abas, notlin chelik b'bechora. A son and a daughter get a chelik of a bechora. That means their father is a bechor. So when their father is a bechor, right, their father gets a double portion. So they will inherit that double portion from their father. Ah, Ella Omer of Papa, I'm sorry, I read that already. So the Gemara says, Hanami Tanina. That's all. We also know that. Forget the lafcha, the pasuk. Shahayi bechoradol, shnei chalakim. Well, we know that you have a father, your father's a bechor, your father will inherit two portions. Then, when your father dies, now you look, are there sons, are there daughters, how do you divvy that? That's also not a chiddush. But oh, again, my Ella. What's Ella? Ella amar v'ashi, hachi kamar. Here's what it possibly means. Echad aben, ben abanim, v'echad bas, ben abanim. Listen to this. A guy has a bunch of sons, but he doesn't like any of them except for one. Or, a guy has a bunch of daughters, doesn't have any sons. He doesn't like any of them except for one. So before he dies, he makes up, I'm giving everything to Reuven. Reuven's my favorite. The rest of them are a bunch of bums. Reuven's getting everything. Right? So you're allowed to do that? It depends. If Reuven is a valid Yoresh, you can do it. If he's not a valid Yoresh, you can't do it. So in other words, if a guy has four sons and one daughter, and he says, I'm leaving everything to my daughter, not allowed to do that. Why? Because a daughter among sons gets zero. That you can't do. That goes against halacha. How did he do b'tzman hazeh? A big discussion. Right? Can't do that. Not only that, even if you want to give her, you can't. Even if the, right, you want to give everybody, you can't. She doesn't get not a penny. So, that's what's going on over here. He wanted to give, that's what it means, a son or a daughter. If there's sons, you can give one. If there's daughters, you can give only one. If you want to. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Echad aben, v'echad abas, when it comes to nachla. So that, right? Echad aben, bein abanim. You have a son among sons. V'charabas ben abanos. If Omar Yirish called Nachasei, and you say, I want that one to inherit everything, Dvarv Kayamin. It works. Kiman, like who's like that? Kabiachanam and Baroka. Hishita. So the Gemara says, Hatayal al Kaman. We're going to have a Mishnah soon that's this exact same thing. Kabiachanam and Baroka Omar. Im Omar al Misha Roy Lioresh Dvarv Kayamin. If the person's Roy, it works. Al Misha Eno Roy Lioresh in Dvarv Kayamin. If it's not Roy, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, V'chi tema, you want to tell me that kastam lon, kibrochan and barocha, stam ba'akach machlokasi, that the Mishnah says it over here, stam. Then in the next Mishnah we have Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch saying the exact same thing. And there's a machlokus over there. Then we don't hold out this Mishnah. That's a rule we have in Shas. So why would Rabbi Yochanan do that? He'd write a Mishnah here, have a machlokus next Mishnah, then we don't hold like this. So why would he do that? So, again, my Ella. The Ella doesn't make any sense. It doesn't connect. The Rishon Seva have nothing to do with each other. Ella, Amar Mar Barabashi, here's the answer. Hachi Kamar. Echad Aben, V'echad Abbas, Shavim B'nichse Ha'im, U'b'nichse Ha'av. A son and a daughter have equal rights. If they're sons, they inherit a mother, they inherit a father. If there's daughters, they inherit a mother, they inherit a father. Ella, but, two exceptions. Sha'aben, not al Pishnayim, V'nichse Ha'av. V'not al Pishnayim, B'nichse Ha'im. A son only inherits double in the father and doesn't inherit double in the mother. And then the Rashbam, if you look at the Rashbam, b'nichse ha'av, you see it there? It's towards the bottom, almost on the bottom. It's like, eight lines from the bottom, like towards the left half of the page. He says, she'en chilek b'nichse ha'em l'nichse ha'av. There's no difference whether it's a father's estate or mother's estate. Bein l'nirushas ha'banim, bein l'nirushas ha'banos. Whether it's sons or daughters, chutz except mishnei dvarim. Two things, two differences. She chilut v'nichsia em l'nichsia of dahainu bechora, firstborn, umazon habanos, and the daughter's getting supported. So that's how you read the Mishnah. We'll stop here, and tomorrow Tana Rabbanan, second to last line. Tomorrow's a fascinating daf, the whole daf from A to Z. Wow, everybody have a very, very good day. Yeah,